This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping America free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, not to forget about the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, make sure you follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. While you're there, like the page and then jump on over in the chat room like we got a whole bunch of people over there right now. And there you go. All righty, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Atlanta over the weekend blew up. Everybody by now has probably seen the video and what transpired there, the police shooting of Rayshard Brooks. However, having watched it, I don't know how many times since I started paying attention to the story, probably 8 or 10 times to try to make sure that what I thought I saw, I saw. This guy was a parolee. You knew that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was stopped for drunk driving and blew a breathalyzer, and obviously they had him because of that, right?
Right.
So they were arresting him for drunk driving. They asked him to turn around. He did. He put his hands behind his back. And then all of a sudden, he just bolted. He just went wild. Now, the reason for that is probably because when you're on parole and you get a drunk driving charge, what's going to happen to you?
You're going to go right on back.
And you're going to stay there because you just violated your parole. So I think this guy had that thought in his head, number one. That's my thought. But he got into a violent confrontation with the one officer, and then a second officer that was there came over to assist. And while they were rolling around on the ground, the officer's taser came partially out of his holster that he had on the side of him. And this guy was smart enough, this Brooks guy was smart enough to reach and grab the taser. And as he was able to get himself free, which he did, because he outmuscled his two opponents, the two police officers, he took the taser, started running away, and it looked like he ran about maybe 8 or 10 steps, somewhere in that vicinity, and he reached over his shoulder and fired the taser back at the first police officer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what a taser can do if it hits you in the head. If that taser were to hit that officer in the head, somewhere near the temple with the electronic charge, it could have killed him. That's number one. Number two, the fact that he fired it at the officer, again, was an assault, which he'd already done. But this was an aggravated assault. So the officer, by drawing his gun and firing. Now, he did shoot, and he hit him twice in the back, correct?
Yes.
And the coroner said that the cause of death was homicide by two shots to the back, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, he was trying to stop the subject. Now, could he have shot him in the leg? Maybe. But then again, you'd already been fired at by a taser that could have hurt you or worse. So what was he doing? Defending himself.
Well, certainly, that's right. And there's the, you know, these moments go by so very, very quickly. And as you see on the video, yes, it does appear that he turns and fires the
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But it's interesting, Captain, you know, the mayor there in Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, she announced that the police chief, of course, had resigned on Saturday afternoon. I believe the officer's already been fired, essentially. But she said this. She says, "I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force," quote unquote. So, and that may well be, and that is her opinion, of course. But at the same time, one of the things that we do in these kinds of cases is there will be certainly an investigation.
She had to do that. Do you know why?
Why is that?
She's on Joe Biden's short list for vice presidential candidate.
Well, that would, for a political angle, this whole thing,
once again, is political, and Antifa was just sitting there standing by the ready to go, because no matter what it is, they're going to go berserk, because this is what they're doing.
Well, right, exactly. So it is not a simple cut-and-dried thing.
No.
We have a video, but there also has to be an investigation where we find out what the facts are, all the facts are in this thing, to find out exactly what happened. And we do know from the body cameras, it was never announced on the video. In other words, the police never got a chance to announce their findings of the breathalyzer, but it's my understanding, Captain, that the breathalyzer was in the .108.
He was legally intoxicated.
Yeah, .108.
Yeah, he was going to jail. And by the way, we heard him say that. We heard the officer say that. Well, you have just tested whatever he mentioned. I forget the word he was. You just tested. I was going to say positive, but that's not what he said. You just tested whatever for being under the influence of alcohol. I'm going to place you under arrest, and we're going to take you to the station. And he said something to that effect. Not exact words. Don't quote me on that. But that's what he said. So there you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. But Atlanta, tonight, I'm watching it. So far, I really haven't seen anything going on. They have been demonstrating all day. Usually they get sauced up at night, and out they go again. So we'll see. We'll see. But right now, it's quiet, as far as I know. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking religiously for the last 4 years because I do have nagging pain. I've got arthritis, and it's something that cuts the pain for me and makes it at least bearable. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, just general muscle aches or pain in general from whatever it is that you do for a living or not do for a living, as the case may be, then I've got a non-narcotic, all-natural product that will help you. And if you've got inflammation and swelling, which is sometimes a lot of what the problem is with the pain, this will help reduce that. It's called Relief Factor. And I want you to give the Relief Factor 3-week quick start a try. Now, you can do that for $19.95 by going to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the 2.5-minute tutorial that's there by Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor up in Washington State, and you'll find out what I found out. It works. It's plain and simple. It works. The Relief Factor 3-week quick start, $19.95, and you can find it at relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. I mean, all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to play something the president said late last week at a press conference. Well, actually, it was with Harris Faulkner on Fox News, and it kind of applies to what we're talking about here right now. A lot of people are jumping to conclusions without having their facts in order. They hear, oh, another cop shot somebody, and oh, it's a blah. That's all they hear. But if you see the video and you understand what took place, you understand that what happened was justifiable for that simple reason, that the cop was attacked with another cop. They stole a weapon from him, okay, even though it was a taser. People go, oh, it's only a taser. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you get hit with a taser in a critical part of the head, that electronic charge will kill you. It's that simple. And the guy fired the taser at the officer's head. Did you see that?
Yes.
Went right over his head. All right, now here's the president.
Talk to me about police reform. You call yourself the law and order president. What does that mean?
Well, we are going to do lots of, I think, good things. But we also have to keep our police and our law enforcement strong. They have to do it right. They have to be trained in a proper manner. They have to do it right. Again, the sad thing is that they are very professional. But when you see an event like that with the more than 8 minutes of horror, that's 8 minutes really of horror, it's a disgrace. And then people start saying, well, are all police like that? They don't know. Maybe they don't think about it that much. It doesn't make any difference. The fact is they start saying, well, police are like that. Police aren't like that. I mean, I've seen so many incredible things that they do, but you don't see that.
Now, what happened in Minneapolis is something totally different than what happened in Atlanta. And the thing is, Kyle, when you understand that and you understand how things like this can happen in the heat of battle, so to speak, then you get the program, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, these are two very different incidents, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me go over very quickly to the telephone line here. Good morning. Is this Nelson by chance?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I just wanted to tell you that I just got an alert from the Jacksonville area, and that for President Trump's birthday, there was a flotilla of over 100 boats in Jacksonville Harbor.
It was more than Jacksonville. It was the whole state of Florida where there was boats, there was a flotilla all over the state.
Yes, and I knew that, but mm-hmm. I didn't know whether you knew about the number that had shown up in Jacksonville.
We had more than that in Tampa, by the way.
Yeah, well, I suspected.
Yeah, you just haven't heard it yet. And down in South Florida, they had even more than that, but it was a big deal.
Oh, that's great. And I hadn't heard anything about it because I don't have television. You won't believe this, but I do not watch television. And literally, I only hear the news that I get from you guys. And mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys so much.
All right.
And I wanted to say that. But that was to add to the information that may be out there.
All right. Thanks, Nelson. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. That's Nelson and Jasper listening to us on our affiliate up there, FM 107.5. Now, Kyle, Rudy Giuliani chimed in as well. So did Bernard Carrick, former NYPD police commissioner during 9/11 when Giuliani was the mayor. Rudy said the Brooks shooting video may justify the use of deadly force. Now, unfortunately, the police chief resigned, and I think I get that. The police chief didn't want to be in the middle of this whole situation that they knew was coming, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the officer was fired right after the police shooting. Now, I really think the mayor is in big trouble for firing the officer and not just placing the officer, as they traditionally do, on leave while they're investigating whatever went on. And I really think she made a big mayor, big mistake if that's indeed the case, because I don't think they can do that, and I believe the union will step in there and do something. So, and I also think that he probably will be charged with something, but what the charge will be, whether it sticks or not, I don't know.
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain, of course, we're looking at another, you know, essentially what some might call a rush to judgment.
Exactly.
And again, this is why we have a system. What we saw on the George Floyd video was a terrible thing, and we've talked about that. What we see on this video is also another tragedy in and of itself because somebody mm-hmm. lost their life. But the incident itself is very different, and again, even Mayor Giuliani is talking about mm-hmm. the idea of having, you know, suspend the judgment until a full investigation is done, and that's how we're supposed to move forward. We move forward in a deliberate way.
Now, very quickly, because I got a caller here I want to get to. I got an instant message here from somebody named Kay, a private instant message. Kay says, I'm a hospital room nurse. We know of one person who was tased in the eye, lost their eye.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, that's coming from Austin, Texas. All right, let me go to the phone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kenneth. I'm calling you from Georgia.
Okay, Georgia, what's up?
Well, I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
I work in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And the case in Atlanta, the officer followed protocol the way that he should have.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
If someone takes my taser, and I'm on duty right now,
mm-hmm.
if someone takes my taser and they turn it on me and mm-hmm. they incapacitate me with it by shocking me,
sure.
they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun.
Right.
And wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the burden of proof is going to be what would a reasonable officer do? Well, I consider myself reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have done the same exact thing.
Sure.
As that officer did.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. And by the way, how many years have you been on the force, sir?
32 years.
Well, very good. And I'm proud to call you a friend and a listener to the program. And I'll tell you what, on this program, make no mistake about it, Blue Lives Matter.
Well, I know it does. I listen to you every time I'm on night shift. So
thank you.
And I appreciate you, keeping up with us and all the public service.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's frustrating, Captain, when you go out here and you put your heart out, because we sure don't do this job for money.
I agree.
You know, you worked in public service.
I did.
So I did it because I do it because I care about people and I wanted to make a difference.
Okay, I have a question from one of our callers here that just says, would you call this a clean shoot?
Yes.
Okay, that's me too.
And I would have done the same thing, Captain.
Yep, and I would have too, only I would have done it if I had the shotgun with the shotgun, then he never would have got up, you know what I mean? I mean, that's just me. I got the Joe Biden shotgun attitude.
Joe Biden shotgun.
Yeah.
I've had people ask me, why didn't they shoot him in the leg? Well, that's easier said than done.
Heat of battle. Heat of battle, my friend, right? Heat of battle. You stop him. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. He did just what he was trained to do.
Yep.
And I would have to say he did it well, and he didn't have any other level of force to go to with that fella because it had escalated.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I got a hard break coming up, and you can call back anytime you want. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Captain. Have a good night, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, Kyle, hang on. That was a great call right there. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Broadcasting across America, I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. that to me is both absurd and wrong.
City officials in Palmdale, California said on Saturday that they support calls by activists and residents who have demanded an independent investigation into the death of Robert Fuller, a 24-year-old black man who was found hanging from a tree in a public square this week. His sister spoke from the rally in Palmdale.
It's really crazy to all of us. And we really are here to support Robert, and we really want to find out the truth of what really happened.
Yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Geico.com. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website. And you can trot on over there and type in your information, whatever you're driving, a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, whatever it is that you use to get around with, and get a quote. It's that simple. By, you can also do one other little thing. And if you've got homeowners insurance or renters insurance, you can get a quote for that too. And if you bundle it all together, you'll get a cheaper rate. And consequently, you could wind up saving yourself some serious money in the process. So, what do you got to do but save money, right? So trot on over there and see if you can't do what I've been able to do for the past 14 years, and that is, in fact, save money on my car insurance. And by the way, as a safe driver, knock on wood, there it is right there. Every year I get a 10% discount for being a safe driver, and that helps out too, even if they jack the rates up. So there you go. Now, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I don't know, Eric just sent me something. I don't really know what it is. It looks like it's a story of some sort, but I'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk about the record spikes in new virus cases that are going out there. And it made it sound like as if the sky is falling and, oh, my God, we got all these cases and we're going to have to shut the country down again because it's terrible. I mean, come on. Give me a break here.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, I often think that, you know, we keep hearing about the so-called second wave, and this idea that, again, there could be more people that might contract this. We know that there's a lot of people who are testing positive, but they don't have any symptoms, basically. But from the political angle of it all,
there seems to be talk of, well, we might have to do another shutdown. In fact,
well, that was Fauci. And when Fauci said that, you know what my immediate thought was?
What's that?
Will this guy just go away?
Right. Well, but people aren't going to accept another shutdown.
No.
Small business people have finally gotten back in business here in Southern California.
Yeah.
It looks like gymnasiums have finally reopened. These kinds of so in other words, people simply aren't going to accept it. So the next thing to think of is, how do you live with COVID-19? How do we protect the more vulnerable in our society? This notion that, well, there could be another some kind of shutdown coming, and even in local pockets, I don't think is going to fly.
I think if they tried another shutdown at this stage of the game with the people that were almost ruined financially the first time around, you would have a riot in the streets, and it wouldn't be Black Lives Matter out there this time.
Well, no. I think there would be a huge round of lawsuits anyway.
Yeah.
On top of
that's already in the works. That's already in the works, Kyle. There's already people suing over this. Yep.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, sure. But again, it's the fear factor, and people. But you know, people still are very terrified by what they heard early on with this. And then we get things from the World Health Organization about asymptomatic carriers not being a problem, but then they have to walk that back real fast because, okay, no, maybe they are a problem. It's almost as if we have to stay in a total state of terror about the whole thing.
This is all about one thing and one thing only. It's about the people that are in the deep state, the people that are anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers, as they like to call themselves. They want to do anything they can to interfere with this president and not let this country do what it needs to do, and that's take off like the rocket ship we know that's there. Because I've been watching my economy right here, and I've got friends up in Georgia, I've got friends over in Alabama, I've got friends in other places that opened up a little soon, you know, a little earlier, Texas, Tennessee, and they're all being told the same thing. Well, maybe, you know, you got a little too fast in the cases of the... No! These people, the business... The economy is coming back. It's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do anything to slow it down or stop it after what we've been through. Are you kidding me?
Well, exactly. And you know, Captain, there is a real disparity, too, in people that would decry things like people going to church or people going to a political rally, but they were just fine with massive protests and even riots.
Yeah, just go out there. Wear your mask, though. Wear your mask. You'll be okay. Oh, by the way, wait a minute. Maybe the people that are sick should wear the mask and the other people don't have to. Maybe you should do that. Remember we heard all that nonsense?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But again, I think people, and this is only anecdotal, but if driving around Southern California freeways is any indication, people are done with any kind of staying at home. They're out doing things and they're going places. That's for sure.
Well, you know how I could tell what the Democrats were this weekend?
How's that?
They're the ones in their cars driving with a mask on.
With the mask on, right? Exactly.
I didn't even have to look to see if there was a Biden sticker.
right. Well, but you know, I think a lot of people are taking this, taking it very seriously. There's no doubt, and I think people are still rearranging some of their plans because they want to do the right thing. But there has been so much confusion, and now that it's been several months, people are simply saying, "Look, I'm gonna go do the things that I need to go do, that I want to go do."
Yeah, and Eric brings up an interesting point. What they're also trying to do is to shut down the 4th of July celebrations that are coming up and do anything they can to stop the president's rallies coming up. Hey, oh, by the way, let's get into that for a minute. Have you seen the number of tickets that have been requested so far with the rally in Tulsa?
Well, I think it was many, many, many thousands.
800,000.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Not 80, not 8,000, 800,000.
Yeah, precisely. And that's gone up from the number I saw just recently as well. So yeah, this is huge. And again, this is where the actual people are, and it's not where some of these polls are that we've been hearing about. And the enthusiasm factor, Captain, is going to be
through the roof.
That's right. In fact, I had someone tell me this just at the end of last week, and they said, "Well, they weren't such a great fan of the administration. However, they appreciated that President Trump did something to help the small business because they run a small business. And so, which is fine, they have their own opinions and that's fine. But what I thought was so key was that what Trump was actually doing could, you know, be the tipping point for a lot of voters, I think.
And you can still get help from the government. The program is still there for about another month, I do believe, or at least till the end of this month, I think, being correct about it now that I thought about it. But you can still get help through the government. The businesses can to try to help you keep going in business, and that's what it's all about. This president, as a matter of fact, tweaked the program so they could do that.
That's right, and tweak the program as well so that more money could be spent on paying rent and utilities as in addition to payroll. And this would be a huge thing for businesses whose landlords are breathing down
the head. Let me ask you a question, because I got a question here from Dell, and Dell is in El Reno, Oklahoma. I believe that's somewhere near the Panhandle, not very far from... Oh, wait a minute. I know where it is. It's west of Oklahoma City. I remember seeing the exit on I-40. But anyway, Dell is saying, just because this shooting happened in a Wendy's parking lot, now they're going to burn down all the Wendy's. What if it happened in a Chick-fil-A? Would they do that too? Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I actually am very, very concerned about copycats. Somehow, we don't want a business, Wendy's or anybody's business, to suddenly become a flashpoint in that kind of a demonstration.
Yeah.
What about the? And Captain, you said something to me earlier. I think right before the show, there were people in that.
There were people in there
when they torched it.
Yeah, and by the way, they have a video of the person walking away with a hoodie on. And the mannerisms that I saw, I think that was a woman.
Could very well be.
I think that was a woman by what I saw walking away, the way that the walk and, you know, the way they did mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like it to me. But then again, I'm just looking at it like everybody else is through the pictures. I didn't see the video. I saw the still pictures of somebody took a picture of the person walking out the door. But just the body image that I saw, and you know, the way that it went, it looked like a female. But I could be way off base. It's hard to tell when they're wearing all black.
Right. Well, you know, though, Captain, you know, anybody who would take a taser away from a police officer and do the things that we saw in the video, doesn't matter what color you are, I think the police have to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So this is a very, very...
And by the way, that guy was wailing away, too. He wasn't just reaching for a taser. He was punching and jabbing and all that sort of stuff. He got several licks in there. The officer was well-trained in what he did to try to, you know, do what he did, and then his partner joined in there, but still... That could have gone a lot further south real quick. Again, like the police officer told us, well, in the call just about 10, 15 minutes ago, what if that guy had have gotten the gun?
Well, that's right.
Or you think either one of those officers wouldn't be bleeding on the highway right now? Or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, it would have been, because this guy was on parole. And by the way, I think he was on parole for a felony, I think. All right, hold the fort. Folks are going to be right back. We're going to take a look at the Highway and Byway Report for a Monday morning, the first one. And when we come back, we'll have a lot more for you here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day where I'm at. I'm hoping you're having good weather where you're at, too. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it's time for our Trucker's Hat Wind Viber Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there in the middle of the night on the Third Watch, and you're going to get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. Large, I might add. Just tell them the Captain sent you. And here we go. thunder struck by AC/DC. We're going to get back to that in a little bit here, but right now we're going to get to the weather. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, what are you doing? All the heat's out west.
Well, that's right, Captain. We do have some heat out west in Southern California. We've got some fairly mild temperatures, but that's a little bit different story up in Northern California, where it looks like they're going to have some higher temperatures as we move.
Yeah, but you got another system coming in there by over there by you, it looks like, right there, right on the shoreline.
That's right. Yeah, we actually do have a gale warning out there tonight, just north of, right about with Los Angeles, all the way up to, looks like, San Luis Obispo.
So does that mean we're going to get the winds in the high desert again?
Could be. I'm not seeing a whole lot of wind warnings, with the exception of up near Mono Lake in that area, in that desert area, we've got a high wind warning.
Because it gets really bad out there with the trucks and the semis, especially the guys that aren't loaded very heavy when they get out there in some of those winds, and I've seen many rigs get blown over. Okay, so I'm looking at I-15, and once you get to Nevada, you got the high heat warnings all the way into Utah, and then up into Utah for a little ways. I'm looking at Arizona, and I-40 all the way across from Kingman to Tucumcari, you've got a fire threat advisory and some warmer temperatures. You also got coming out of Phoenix up there on I-17, looks like about the 3,000-foot level all the way to Flagstaff, you've got a fire threat advisory and warm temperatures there.
Yes, exactly. And some of this, of course, continues on north as well. And so you have to be careful, especially to get up into the Grand Junction area and that area as well.
Yeah, and then all the way over to the western part of, let's see here, Kansas on I-70 and down to the Oklahoma line right there just north of Amarillo. You got weather in there, the high heat certainly. Now, a stalled frontal boundary is going to bring more heavy rainfall to portions of the southeast and Florida. Now, we've been having some real interesting thunderstorms here in Florida. They haven't been anything really dangerous, but it's giving you afternoon lightning and stuff like that that we've been getting. I had one again last night here, drenched everything out in the parking lot. Had a little standing water out there, which runs away eventually after, you know, the rain settles. But it's going to be that way through Wednesday. And, of course, the elevated fire weather conditions out there in the Great Basin is going to be that way too. And it looks like as if, again, just north of Dallas, remember we had that stagnant weather over there that was creating fog and whatnot?
Oh, yes.
It's still there.
Yeah, I see it on the map, exactly.
And then we got a little bit of rain. It looks like maybe some flooding because I see some little orange up there in the mountains of North Carolina as you go towards Virginia. So that could be a problem up in there right now. We've got some sort of weather up in there. It looks like we got some weather as well along the lake in Ohio, east of Toledo towards Cleveland. That would be somewhere along I-90 in that area. But that's what I'm looking at. And might be a little fog going up the east coast tonight on I-95 from about the base of Virginia, right around Norfolk, and then on up there through Jersey and Delaware. Looks like we might have some ground fog there, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, I want to remind everybody that if you haven't been into a Pilot lately, and Pilots used to be famous, and a lot of the old-timers will tell you, you'd go in there, you'd get a hot dog, you'd get a soda, you'd get a cup of coffee, you'd get a bag of chips, and that was it. And out the door you'd go because it was all self-service fuel. The fuel was cheap, cheaper than anywhere else, and away you'd go down the highway. But not anymore. Not anymore. The fuel is still reasonable. I won't call it cheap. There's no cheap fuel. But the fuel is still reasonable. But what you'll find out now at a Pilot is you'll find an Arby's there. You could find a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu. You also could find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's. Imagine that, at a Pilot Travel Center. And, of course, the Flying J's have got the great sit-down restaurants with the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, and the Moe's Southwest Grills, too. Now, remember, need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need your 10-hour break parking lot facility? Got it. And everything else there that you need, too, is there for you. And stop by and see what they have to offer. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've really picked up. All right, Kyle, let's kind of change tune here, and let's get into talking what our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is about to do. He's going to be meeting with a top Chinese diplomat here to try to ease some of the tensions that we've got out there, because we've got three aircraft carrier battle groups now over in the Western Pacific, the South China Sea and whatnot, that are over there to counter the Chinese threat. Now, they got to know that we're in the neighborhood.
Well, absolutely right. And, of course, yeah, we have seen relations deteriorate, certainly, and in many ways there's good reasons for that, for what has gone on in Hong Kong and these kinds of things. But you're right, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has been quietly making some arrangements. We don't know exactly what those final arrangements are yet in terms of the visits and so forth, but he's going to try to go there to ease tensions, basically, is what we understand.
Yeah, and we'll see how that plays out, because I like Mike Pompeo. I like his style. I like the fact that he's his background, West Point graduate, number one in his class. And, you know, the job that he did, by the way, people seem to forget, he was the CIA director at one time.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And he paved the way, if you will, for some of the stuff that we may be finding out about now coming out in the Durham investigation, because I'm going to mention that just briefly here. We found out last week that the Durham investigation is still going full speed ahead, didn't we?
Well, that's right. That's right. And again, you know, even so, with the issues that have been going on, for example, with China, the coronavirus issue is one of the paramount things as well. But the geopolitics of what's going on in the world have been sort of cast aside for a time as we focused on the coronavirus here in this country, and now, of course, with the protests and so forth. But those who are seeking to make gains in the geopolitical arena, they're not going to sleep. They're doing what they do, and this is one of the reasons Pompeo's going to be doing what he's doing, I think.
By the way, I got a comment here from Charlie up in New York City, and he's listening to us up there right now on the internet. He's telling on iHeart, he's telling me. He's saying, by the way, I'm leaving New York and I'm coming to Florida, and I'm a Democrat, but I'm not voting Democrat anymore. We've been screwed, blued, and tattooed, and that's from Charlie in New York.
Wow. Well, and I'll bet.
Welcome to America, Charlie.
Like Charlie, I bet you there are a lot of people like Charlie who have said, "Okay, enough's enough."
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do all the good things they like to do. By the way, there's a big surprise out there for the people that are out there running around going, "Oh, they want to defend the cops. That's all they want to do is defend the cops." Not so fast. I'm going to tell you, there's a big group of people out there that don't want. And a lot of them are black. Think about that for a minute as we take a break and come right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.